Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind?
Name of the show, What's on Your Mind? Because we want to know what's on your mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. I slept like a baby last night, Todd. I don't know about you.
You woke up and cried and needed to be burped. Diaper changed.
Actually, I had some bizarre dreams last night. Those dreams where you wake up and go, what the heck was that? And you have to like purge that and kind of get back to sleep. But if you're dreaming, you know, you're in that place. What do they call it? REM? You know, that means... Yeah. That means
rapid eye movement.
That means you're in that place where you're getting actual, you know, quality sleep.
Yeah.
Another testament to the pillow, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yes. Anyway, if you want the same pillow and you want a great deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow right now is how they're celebrating the National Sleep Foundation's designation as my pillow, as the official pillow. You call 800-506-9028. You go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code Scott, and voila, at your doorstep will be a pillow with a 10-year warranty that will not go flat, a 69 money-back guarantee, that's how much they know you're going to love it, one with a patented interlocking fill. I mean, they patented this, is so good. And it adjusts to any sleep position. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. All right, what's on your mind? Let us know. Jeff's on the road. He's going to tell us in just a moment at 800-228-0550. And I promised that I would play a clip from Morning Joe on MSNBC. We'll do that in a moment. I want to go to Jeff first. The clip is of Congressman Kevin Cramer today being asked the question, how will he vote later today on the Speaker of the House question. So we'll talk about that. We have the tragic train accident at Larimore Solutions. We have low gas prices, a good thing. Low oil prices, not such a good thing. Even though they bring you the good thing of the gas prices. How are you sorting all that out? Max Schneider is going to join us, Democratic leader, Senator Max Schneider from Grand Forks. As the legislative session kicks off today, we'll chat with him coming up a little later on, too. All that coming up. Another hour. Let's go to it. Jeff, listening on the road, driving and listening. Music to our ears, Jeff. Thank you very much. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, Scott. I do have some concerns about the train accident that happened. First of all, I'd like to say that I think all the hearts of North Dakotans go out to the friends and family of the accident and the people that were involved.
Thank you.
Yes. But my job takes me into the rural areas of North Dakota all the time, and I've often thought why we don't have like a blinking yellow light that's like solar powered at these crossings, so that it kind of grabs your attention when you're coming up to a crossing, especially in our North Dakota winds with the snow and the fog and things like that. And possibly, like another caller had suggested, maybe on the more of the major school routes of having some crosswalks that come down and definitely stop that bus and give attention to those trains that are coming. But I think a lot of the rural crossings could be easily taken care of by just kind of a blinking light that's going off on that area.
You know, I think that might make, if we're suggesting that we need to do something, right, even though this is, again, rare, and by every
right.
account,
yep.
traveling on buses is safe. There's certainly what you're talking about is more than just buses. It's everybody.
It's everybody. And I think just, you know, like a lot of stop signs in the bigger cities will have like a blinking red light by the stop sign just to kind of get a little bit extra awareness of that particular area. I don't know what the cost would be in putting yellow lights, with, you know, blinking yellow light at intersections, but I don't think it'd be too costly, and then you get run off of a solar panel. So there would be not a lot of cost involved with that, but give a lot of awareness.
Now, the only thing I would say about this particular accident, at least of what we know in the preliminary investigation, blinking light or not, this driver was, by some eyewitness accounts and folks from the area, familiar with that intersection, stopped there many times, opened the door, the whole thing. In this case, we believe it was an attempt to stop, and he slid through the intersection because of the conditions. So obviously, a light's not going to stop that. But I appreciate your throwing in your two cents on a suggestion, Jeff, and welcome others. Rick in Tioga, what's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I got a quick joke for you. I hope it makes put a smile on everybody's face.
Rick in Tioga has a joke for us. Okay, is this one of your favorite jokes, or one you just heard, or what?
One I heard a couple of weeks ago, and I've been telling a few other drivers out here in the oil field in the Bakken, and so far I'm getting about 80% big laugh out of it.
All right, let me test this out. Try us out.
All right. Hercules, Wonder Woman, and Pinocchio are walking on down the street. They come across the sign that says Strongman Contest. Hercules says, I got this, goes in, comes out with a great big first place trophy. They go on walking down the street. They come across a beauty contest. Wonder Woman says, I got this. She goes in, comes out with a beautiful tiara, first place. They go on walking down the street. They come across a liar's contest. Pinocchio says, I got this. He goes in, comes out, and says, who's Obama?
Who's Obama or where is Obama? Who's Obama?
Who's Obama?
Yeah, he came in second place.
As in, he lost the contest.
Yeah, who's this Obama guy? Yeah, all right. That's a new one. I'll have to try that on my fifth grade daughter. She loves the jokes.
Oh, and for your fifth grade daughter, I got another one for you.
Okay.
If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
I give up.
Pilgrims. You have a wonderful day, sir. Love your show.
All right, Rick. Thanks for lightening the load a little bit today. Joe and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I got a quick question here on this unfortunate accident up there at Larimar with the bus. I guess back where I come from, rule of thumb is that all the bus routes are kind of first priority as far as keeping maintained and everything by townships and so forth. Is that still the case, or does that no longer exist in North Dakota?
You're saying what is decided by townships?
As far as, like, the bus routes, as far as keeping them cleared and so forth due to the winter and everything, that always was a priority.
Yeah, so, no, I'm not sure. I would assume that's a county responsibility, right? But probably in concert with the township officials, school officials.
District, township.
Sure.
And that being said, if that still be the case, you know, if this is icy coming up to these intersections and crossing, done with it. You know, I guess that's just my thought, but, you know, we get routine with everything day in, day out, you know, and this, and, you know, obviously he was a bus driver and everything, but unfortunately, you know, situation like this had happened, but I was just curious if...
We're losing you, Joe, but I got the gist of what you're saying. It's just another proactive solution to say, you know, are we giving special attention to the, you know, the bus routes, specifically problem areas. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Morning, Joe. MSNBC this morning, caller last hour. A couple of calls, actually, on how Congressman Kramer planned to vote on the Speaker of the House vote later today. And we know now because Mark Halperin from, I think, Time Magazine, isn't he? Was on the panel on Morning Joe and asked this.
Your colleagues and some on talk radio and elsewhere would not like to see Speaker Boehner return as Speaker. What kind of sympathy do you have for their arguments against Speaker Boehner?
Well, I frankly think that an island is an awful place to try to legislate effectively from, and I think a lot of people are putting themselves and trying to put others on an island with very few inhabitants. I don't know how you could look at a party that has taken over the largest majority now for Republicans in the House of Representatives in, 86 years, and somehow think that's a bad thing and a result of bad leadership. You should throw out the guy that helped engineer some of it.
Who's on the island?
What I think the Congressman is saying is that it's a bad place to be on that island.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the dissenters.
I do not.
I fully support Speaker Boehner for all the, you know, for all the reasons I just stated, that we've had tremendous success. I don't think you can somehow isolate him away from that success. I think you have to give him a good deal of the credit. And frankly, your discussion earlier, I think, was very relevant. One of the things I appreciate about John Boehner is that he doesn't panic in getting, you know, to 218 votes to get a majority. He always maintains his cheerful demeanor and a stable demeanor. And I think this is a place that needs some stability. And he's got the hardest job in politics in America, if not in the world. And he does it rather well.
Hey, Congressman Donnie Deutsch, maybe it's a time as a Republican, to your point, to take a victory lap that, you know, I'm going to just kind of throw out some positives about our president. I'll be able to comment on it. You know, obviously the economy, you know, quarter after quarter of growth. Oil may not be his doing, but all-time low. Opening up Cuba, saving the auto industry, killing Osama bin Laden, taking a hard line on immigration, passing the most important legislation, whether you like it or not, of the last 50 years. One could argue this has been a very successful presidency. And as a hand across the aisle, can you kind of give any kudos to our commander-in-chief?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that you say a number of things. Some of them are good and some of them I disagree with.
All right. Diplomatic answer. And we're up against the clock. Max Schneider, the Democratic leader in North Dakota, when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Bedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
For Max Schneider to join us in just a couple of minutes. He is the Senate Democratic leader in the state legislature. Day one of the 80-day North Dakota legislative session kicks off this afternoon with a state of the state address from Governor Jack Dalrymple. We'll have a full report on that for you tomorrow on the program. Jerry in Manville, let's check in with him while we're waiting for to catch up with Mac. Hello, Jerry, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, there's a simple solution to this. All you get is 455-gallon drums, but spring-loaded tops on them, and you get some 2-pound bags of salt. You put them inside these barrels on both sides of each crossing, and that way any person that comes along in the morning can reach in if they think it's a little slick and take that salt out and throw it right on the ground, and that way if there's a bus or something comes along, goes sliding into the intersection, it's got salt there and it'll protect it from the sliding and so forth. Very simple solution, really. And all you have to do is make it law that each crossing has got those four barrels, two on each side, to hold the salt. And that anybody that feels that it's, getting pretty slick can go ahead and apply the salt. That's what I would do.
Kind of an honor system salting you're talking about.
Absolutely. It worked, too, quite well, because, just about anybody that knows of these horrible, tragic accidents would be more than happy to jump out and take 2 minutes to break open a 2-pound plastic sack of salt and spread it. You know what I'm saying?
Only in North Dakota. Only in North Dakota would that work, to perfection. Jerry.
Well, yeah, but in North Dakota, you've just got a bunch of really civic-minded, responsible individuals that would do it. And they have the honor system, and they wouldn't steal the salt like in so many places because they know that it would save a lot of lives. Have a good day there.
Thank you, Jerry. Mm-hmm. Jerry in Manville with a suggestion there. Don't you like the creative little solutions we've come up with here today on the program? It's a good way, I think, to channel frustration. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All right, I guess we just haven't dropped that call yet. We're listening to ourselves again. Anyway.
We have Mac.
We do have Mac Schneider, the Democratic leader in the state Senate. Day one of the legislative session today. Mac, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So give me your top three priorities for this session to call it a success for you and fellow Democrats.
Well, I think the first order of business is still addressing oil impacts in western North Dakota. As you and I have talked about before, Scott, our Democratic legislators felt very strongly that additional funding for oil impacts in western North Dakota should have gone out in 2013. And we also believe that failing that, they should have gone out during a special session. And so now that we're here in 2015, we've got to get those funds out early, and then in the long run, get oil impacted communities a fair share of the oil production tax. Number two, I think we need to focus on tax relief, and that's the tax relief that most people, at least the people that I represent, are concerned about, and that's property taxes. I'm not a fan of eliminating the corporate and personal income tax cuts, as Representative Carlson has advocated for. I think that's going to make our budget more dependent on the price of a commodity and threaten property tax relief in the long term. So we want to focus in on cutting property taxes sustainably and more deeply this session. And then number three, I'd like to see us, take this one-time harvest of natural resource revenue and make a permanent investment that's going to pay off long after the oil boom has subsided. And that doesn't mean, adding on new programs that might blow a hole in our budget someday, but we do have a chance to do what Wyoming has done. They have what's called the Hathaway Scholarship Endowment, and that's a permanent fund of several hundred million dollars, and the return on that goes to fund access to higher education for the best and brightest in that state. We have a fund here in North Dakota called the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund that has about $1 billion in it right now, soon to top $1 billion. We can turn that into something that's going to provide access to higher ed and to career and technical education for our students in perpetuity, regardless of what happens to the price of oil or our state budget. And so those are the kind of bold investments I'd like to see us make this session.
Let's go backwards. Just give me a quick snapshot on how that would work. What would you're talking about, a per student thing, or be some strings to it? I assume. Tell me how you see it working.
Yeah, I would like to see the legislature maintain authority over the eligibility requirements. We do provide merit-based scholarships for North Dakota students now. That's funded out of existing tax revenue. So we collect oil extraction tax or sales tax or whatever else, and then we fund merit-based scholarships so kids can go to UND or NDSU or wherever else. Well, the way this would work is that the return on that endowment would fund these scholarships, and the eligibility for the scholarship should always be left up to the legislature. And so I think if we just continued and expanded upon the merit-based scholarships that we have, but fund those through an endowment model, that would be a hugely important thing for the state of North Dakota. It literally make an impact across the generations without being dependent on additional tax revenue.
So is the goal more North Dakota kids staying in North Dakota to get their higher education?
Exactly. This is our workforce. You know, one of the number one issues facing our state right now is attracting and retaining quality people to work these jobs. And so if you are a high-achieving honor student from Parker South High School, you're picking between the University of Minnesota, you know, and paying $20,000 out of pocket, or going to the University of North Dakota essentially for free because you studied hard and worked for a merit-based scholarship that the state provides. I think that there's a lot of people that would choose the University of North Dakota in that situation, not to mention that we have better hockey. But
number two on that list was the tax relief on the property tax side. What's the right number? You're obviously saying all the eggs ought to go in that tax relief basket, not in further cuts to income taxes or corporate income taxes, as has been talked about so far, partly in the governor's budget, partly by your Republican colleague over on the House side, the leader, Al Carlson. So what's the right number on property taxes?
Even more than a number, I think the way we've provided property tax relief, we can do it better and more efficiently. Senator Jim Dotsenrod, who's forgotten more about North Dakota tax policy than I'll ever know, is going to be coming forward with a bill that would exempt the first $100,000 from the value of a primary residence or the first $100,000 in the value of agricultural land. And I think what that does, it allows tax relief to go across all sectors. So we're not just buying down K-12 education. We're giving property tax relief, whether those property taxes are from the county, the city, park board, whatever else. And it's also focused in on those that own homes here in North Dakota. And, you know, we want to continue the property tax relief we've provided to businesses and, you know, retailers large and small. We really want to focus in on those homeowners. Those are the individuals who, at least the ones that I hear from, who are complaining about property taxes increasing as valuations have increased with North Dakota's growing economy. So, you know, more than numbers, you know, obviously we've got to make the numbers fit. We balance the budget in the state by operation of law. But I think we need to look at different ways of providing property tax relief that we can sustain into the future, and I think that property tax exemption is a good way to do that.
All right, less than a minute left here. We got cut a little short trying to catch you on, but I do want to get your timeline on the oil impact thing you brought up as the first priority. There's been talk of the infrastructure funding, you know, for the shovel-ready projects, and also the formula change and getting that done early. Will you, will you get it done early?
I think the formula change, that is going to require some deliberation, going to require some thought. I agree with the governor in a lot of ways. He agrees with us in terms of the 60-40 split. So that's something that my colleague in the House, Kent Nonstedt, has been pushing for years.
So that and one so, will be early with the other one right
the
away?
The other one should be. Yeah, the other one, we should get that out as soon as we possibly can. As soon
Got
as
it.
We can get it through both chambers. It has to get out there. It should have been out there in 2013.
Matt, thanks for the overview. Look forward to having you back. We're going to follow the session closely day one today. More coming up, folks.
Call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Busy chatting with folks on the phones here, and not had a chance to catch up with some of the folks that have called off here. So, Chris, if you would get a couple of those ready, and we'll get back to the phones to tell us what's on your mind. A lot of our focus today has been on, something I think it's impossible not to have on our minds, and that is this tragedy at Larimore yesterday with two killed in a crash, others injured. We have more on the ages now of the individuals, and evidently they'll be releasing all the names this afternoon, but we have a little more of a detail on the accident itself. But the 62-year-old male school bus driver was killed, a 17-year-old female student was killed, and students injured as well, three in very serious condition. This happened yesterday afternoon. Larimore really prompted with a listener's comment this morning that there ought to be seatbelts on buses. Not much groundswell beyond that. Some people agree, some people disagree. A lot more attention on crossings and things that can be done there. And certainly all of us keeping our thoughts and prayers with those individuals. So no question about that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Go ahead and roll that call and add another comment on school bus safety. And we'll get some other calls as well here on What's on Your Mind.
Scott, first off, you recall just lately, maybe in the last year or two, there's been several school buses caught on fire. I think most of them are out east, and it took just a few minutes to get all the kids off into safety. Well, they would not have been able to do that if they'd all been buckled in with seatbelts. And I don't know if all seatbelts one size fits all. You got skinny kids and fat kids. Thirdly, if you turn a school bus over on its side and you've got half of them strapped in, half of them are going to be hanging up there 8 feet from the other side. When they start down, they're going to hurt the kids that are down below them. You don't need seatbelts on school buses. No.
All right. And, you know, we've heard conflicting reports on this, but more folks in your camp than others. Liz says, my mom drove a school bus for over 20 years in a state with strict school bus laws. I drove for a few years as well. No, school buses should not have seat belts. If this bus had caught fire, to go to your point, and the children would have been belted in, they all would have died. David says, no, most kids riding a bus are not big enough to wear a lap belt. Most are of a size and a stature where they should be in a car seat or a booster seat. Seat belts are not designed for children. That's why they are in car seats and booster seats. Putting a seat belt on a small child causes injury to them in an accident. Until they design a seat belt specifically for children, it's not worth the risk placing our children in unsafe safety devices designed for adults. Todd says bus seats would need to be completely redesigned for seat belts. A simple lap belt on a bus seat would cause more injury in a bus car collision. Shoulder lap belts cause problems in the event of a bus on its side. 90% of bus car collisions, the mass of the bus outweighs that of the car, and very few passengers are hurt. Usually the kids would slide forward on the seat, possibly hit the back of the seat in front of them, whole body. If lap belted, they would hit head first. In the case of a bus versus train, a millisecond later, in this case, the train would have hit the bus in the center rather than the front. My prayers go out to all the family and friends that now and forever will have to deal with the instant in time this collision happened. Prayers for healing and comfort sent. Nice neighbor. Travis in Minot has a comment about Congressman Kramer's vote. We played a piece from Morning Joe on MSNBC earlier. Congressman Kramer, by the way, will be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow. But explained his rationale for his vote on Speaker Boehner getting his vote for Speaker, which will happen later today. And Travis in Minot wanted to weigh in on that. Go ahead and roll that, Chris.
Hey, Scott. This is Travis in Minot. I'd appreciate if you'd pass along my disappointment to Mr. Kramer on his professed support for Speaker Boehner. It's time to stop the dysfunction in the House. Boehner and Mr. Kramer have betrayed the American public with passing the Cromness bill at the end of the year. And I guess there's very specific reasons, as quoted from U.S. Rep. Tom Massey, as to why Boehner needs to go. Number one, he scheduled a fiscal crisis in a lame duck session on the last legislative day before Christmas to get maximum leverage over rank-and-file members. Two, he misled members into thinking that a vote on unpopular bill was postponed, only to then conduct a rushed voice vote on the $10 billion unfunded spending measure with fewer than a dozen members present. He gives members less than 72 hours to read bills over 1,000 pages long, and he removes members from committees simply because they voted for the principles upon which they campaigned. If Mr. Kramer continues to support these types of behaviors, maybe it's time for him to find a new job. Thanks.
Well, obviously, Congressman Kramer was just overwhelmingly reelected. You're talking about the disagreement on one vote. I think one thing that's quite evident is that, you know, all factions, if that's a term everybody's okay with, you know, everybody on the ideological spectrum, maybe that's a better way of saying it, has, you know, a goal of, you know, obviously having a Congress that passes laws that better reflect them. I think that whole vote in the last session of Congress was to take one particular strategy towards an end that would say, let's get some regular order back in Congress and not vote on budgets when the time's already passed and have continuing resolutions and all that. So they picked September with the exception of Homeland Security and said, all right, clear the deck now. Let's start. First thing they're going to do is the Keystone XL pipeline. Congressman Kevin Kramer, that actually was why he was on MSNBC for the majority of the time, talking about that vote. And so they've said, look, let's make this first. We've had Democratic votes for this, so it's bipartisan. And we're going to pass that. We're going to put it on the president's desk. You know, then Obamacare fixes right behind that. I think that's a good strategy. And, you know, the only thing I would caution folks, in my own particular opinion, is, look, if there's 10 or 12 votes against Speaker Boehner in a Congress with 435 members of Congress, you know, there's not a lot of support there.
Right.
And so if I were Louis Gohmert or some of these other folks, here's my take on it. I think folks that disagree with Speaker Boehner or the leadership ought to influence other Republican leaders and get some things done. One of the reasons that Republicans have had to rely on Democratic votes to get things passed is because of a family spat, for lack of a better term. So I think it's better to have that family spat, Republican to Republican, on all sides of the ideological spectrum, get as much as you can get, knowing you're not going to get everything you want with a Democratic president. Until you change that, you know, you're going to have issues. But I think we have a real good shot. Let's not eat our young to come out of the chute here. On the other hand, if we get 6 months, a year, 18 months into this Congress, and they're not doing what they said they were doing and stopping Obama in passing these things and getting him in front of the president, hold them accountable. I don't think anybody should have a free pass, but I don't think you burn the House down over one vote at the end of the last session when it was still in Republican control over in the Senate. And, you know, it's one vote. But I'm not ready to panic yet. Go the long haul. That's my thing. Anyway, appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. I want to get a couple of those calls that came in off the air as well on that. Another call about Obamacare. Let's go to that before we go to a caller who wants to talk about oil in North Dakota. You got that ready to roll, Chris? Let her rip.
I just wanted to comment on something that made me really laugh this morning. Harvard professors are extremely upset that Obamacare is now going to take money out of their paycheck. I just find it interesting that liberal college professors all of a sudden turn conservative when money is taken out of their check. That's my comment.
It's a good one. I haven't seen that story, but it's good for a laugh. Another question we have up on our Facebook page, are lower gas prices a good thing or a bad thing? Is the extra money in your pocket worth it, or are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? And what about the effect on North Dakota and the oil boom? I admitted a little bit of guilt, liking the fact that it isn't 120 to fill up, it's 60 to fill up. It's a good thing. On the other hand, while there's some savings there, you see all of the significant changes as a result of the current oil prices, and you say, is this cutting off our nose to spite our face? Welcome your take on that as well. 800-228-0550. And Karen and Fargo want to talk about oil. Karen, what about oil did you want to talk about? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. You meant to say just now that the Senate was in Democratic hands.
Well, the Senate was in Democratic hands when they voted on this vote that the caller was upset about.
You said Republican.
Oh, did I? Yeah. When it's in Republican hands now, but obviously that particular vote, it was still a Democratic Senate, Harry Reid being the leader, and the president.
I was going to ask the Democratic senator leader in North Dakota to comment on the fact that at below $50 for 4 months or whatever the correct way to put it is, then there's no taxes for 2 years. I was going to ask him to comment on that.
Yeah, he has been critical of proposals to reform the oil tax. It would have been a good question for him, and there were a lot of the things I wanted to get to in Mac. Unfortunately, we only had him for one segment and had some trouble connecting with him, so we didn't get him as long as possible. He did lay out, obviously, what they plan to do, but it's one of the questions I had for him. I also wanted to ask him just, you know, in general, what kind of persuasive powers as Democrats you're going to have coming off an election. By all accounts, it wasn't too good for Democrats in North Dakota. You can't really go around and say, hey, you know, we want to do this because we have this mandate. They don't, right? So that's a little bit of a challenge as well. Those are two things I wanted to get to. But guess what? It's day one of an 80-day session, Karen, and there'll be a lot of time to ask that and other things.
I like property tax relief better than income tax relief this year.
How about all of the above?
Well,
Karen, thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Specifically, what I was going to ask Mac about is a comment by Lonnie Lafine, who's a Republican from Grand Forks, had an op-ed in one of the papers on Monday calling on Democrats to not play politics with oil taxes, recalling how the Democratic Party opposed the GOP-led effort last session to eliminate production and price triggers and replace them with a lower flat extraction tax rate. Democrats at the time arguing the tax cut was unnecessary. That's another thing I wanted to get to. Yeah, can't get to it all. One segment left and it's yours after we find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. Tell me, 800-228-0550. Last shot. Go.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, blaze them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. The Farm and Ranch Young Farmers and Ranchers Gathering is coming up in Bismarck, January 30th and February 1st. Find out more about that, by the way, at ndfb.org. But one of the speakers, a fellow from Risk Management, he's actually a risk management advisor, rather, with Advanced Trading, Inc., Tommy Grassoffi, and gives us a great preview of his talk and what you can expect at that event later this month. Tommy, tell us more.
Well, I'm real excited to speak in North Dakota.
And I can't wait to meet all of you and share my experiences both on the trading side and as well on the consulting side relating to farming and agriculture. I do believe 2015 will have its challenges and opportunities in risk management. Our meetings will discuss things you can and can't control. I truly believe all farmers can benefit from learning how to better manage margins and control downside risk. Feel free to come out and ask questions. I'd love to discuss how to help you learn to manage your grain and maximize your farm's potential.
All right. Again, mark your calendars, January 30th, February 1, the Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Bismarck. Details at ndfb.org. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers as we do each and every week, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, also brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. I love talking to growers who own Apache sprayers because they rave about the difference, the warranty, the light footprint. There's just so many things about that Apache sprayer that make it better. And the folks at High Plains Apache wanted us to tell you that there is actually some used Apache sprayers and some others as well, even some of the used pull-type sprayers on hand that they're looking to move, 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity. There's some bargains. That's the bottom line. They also have the new ET Ag Center, which means if there's a part you need for an Apache sprayer or any sprayer, chances are they have it because you're going to walk in the door and find 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the entire industry under their door. In Mandan, in Fargo, at High Plains Apache. Find them online at highplainsapache.com. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Haven't got to some of these comments yet on whether or not lower gas prices are a good thing or a bad thing. Scott says the extra money's coming in handy to pay the increased premiums for health care this year. How about that? Paul says, considering that North Dakota doesn't seem willing to put any of the oil money in the pockets of ordinary citizens in the form of any sort of tax break, I'll enjoy the low gas prices and the little extra it puts in my pocket now. Don't worry, though, our so-called friends in Saudi Arabia won't allow the oil prices to stay low for very long. Enjoy those prices now. Some would probably argue that there hasn't been tax relief. A pretty sizable package of tax relief in the last legislative session, about $1 billion worth, all told. Be hard-pressed to say some of that isn't oil money, Paul, but there can always be more, and there's more proposed this session. That's a good thing. Casey says, I think anyone who thought this boom would be anywhere near permanent is delusional. These people were smart. They would save all that money. They got paid. Get the heck out when they can. Here's my take. Don't call it a boom. Is the iPhone a boom that's going to bust? No, I think it's a renaissance that has changed the face of communicating towards a smartphone mentality.
Yeah, now we all look down instead of looking at each other. You're right. It does change the way we communicate.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a good thing. But I'm saying nobody says that the iPhone boom thing, and that's why this is more about technology in the ways we get what we get in the way of oil out of the rock. So to the extent the value is the oil, and as prices ebb and flow, you manage conditions on when you pull it out of the ground and be smart about it. Makes sense, but a boom is going to go away. Too much oil there. Resource-based play. Okay, enough of my take. Back to yours. Kenny says lower prices are always good if you're a consumer, but I think lower prices also reflect a bigger problem. The world economy is slow. Yes, North Dakota and Texas oil have certainly helped add to the supply, but not in that big a way, opines Kenny. OPEC could back off on production, bring the price up a bit, but they're trying to hurt the U.S. fracking production. They're also helping in the fact that low oil prices is hurting Russia. There's the geopolitical side of it. One more call in here before we go, but I wanted to get some of the comments from your listeners in on our Facebook page on that question that we touched on earlier, but haven't had a chance to share your comments from. A lot of folks weighing in. And one last one today. Cannon Moorhead, what's on your mind?
Just a comment on Boehner. He broke his pledge to give Americans at least 72 hours to read every bill. I don't think he allowed Cramer to even read the bill before he passed it.
That's a good question. I know I've heard the same thing, and I wonder why that protocol wasn't followed, because that was a good thing, right? I mean, the way Nancy Pelosi was running the House is one of the pledges that John Boehner made, saying, hey, we're going to give America online and every congressman 72 hours a bill proposed before we vote on it. And And I don't believe it happened the last time, so it's a fair question. At some point, I think we got to stop, bellyaching about a vote in 2014 and say, okay, get on with it. Get on with the agenda. Do you agree with that, Ken?
Oh, definitely. We need to get work done in Washington. But, you know, I just leadership is my concern, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I think that pledge was a good one. I think that's,
yeah,
you know.
I do. It's like what Pelosi said about Obamacare. You know, let's pass and see what's in it. You know, that's kind of like the same reasoning that what Boehner didn't allow in this last bill.
Yeah. So that's a fair question. Congressman Cramer will be here tomorrow. And maybe we can pose that as the final question on looking back to 2014 before we look ahead to 2015. And, you know, take the stuff that already has passed the House that died in Harry Reid's Senate, put it in front of the president, let him decide. Keystone Pipeline's first step. Ken, appreciate the call. I'll make a note to ask that question. We're out of time.
All ready for Frisco?
We're getting there. Countdown to Frisco. Yeah. Don't forget, folks, we will be there with the First International Bank and Trust Go Buys and Roadshow. It's Friday's show. Looking forward to it. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7, 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. Valleyimports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. Valleyimports.com. Or call 888-928-7431.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.